When we have lessons, we do further from the male teachers. I was wondering, why don't we do further from you?
Well, why don't you?
No, I mean...
In fact, this Khalifa is taken to be a sort of head of the family. Jamaat behaves to him sometimes very closely, so intimately, as if he's closer to than a father or closer than a brother and so on. So that is traditionally found, and also it is essential, because otherwise the ladies would be left without personal contact with Khalifa and personal attention of the Khalifa for teaching them as intimately as they should be taught. So Khalifa should be looked at as a member of the family, an elder of the family, even closer in many respects. So this is how it happens. But from the Sharia point of view, if a lady observes parda from a Khalifa, she is within her rights. Nobody can stop her. If she doesn't feel like that and she feels shy or coy, she should observe parda. You should not affect things. You should permit them to happen naturally. And if your nature does not permit you, follow your nature. And if you feel towards Khalifa as if you feel towards your father or brother or things, you know, relations so close, and that intimacy helps you in achieving better spiritual status or more greater knowledge, that is not forbidden, because the ladies, as we know traditionally, did not observe parda from Ahadrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They did not observe parda from Khulafa'i Rashideen. Generally speaking, I'm not talking of everyone. They did not observe parda from Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Awwal, Khalifatul Masih Sani, Khalifatul Masih Salis. So why Khalifatul Masih Fourth alone?
No, I mean that the teachers, when they teach, they're only teaching us. They're not looking around.
I know, there are certain teachers of certain age with which you can be lax in your parda. I mean, there's no harm. But it depends on what type of teachers they are, and do they incite confidence in you, and their general reputation and behavior. All these things go towards such decisions. So if you are lax in your parda with your elderly teachers, I mean, that's not objection, because for that also there is an exceptional window of exception opened in the Holy Quran. غَيْرَ أُولِي الْإِرْبَةِ Those, and the, this is the general principle through which all these exceptions are made. That if there is no chance of wrong things to happen, to that extent you can be lax in your parda.